Good morning, everyone. How are you all doing? Oh, more. Here we go. Good deal. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. On behalf of the people who you help out every week with these little donations, thank you, thank you, thank you. It makes a big difference in a lot of people's lives. You know where I've been? I've been on vacation. Y'all like to go on vacation? Where do you go when you go on vacation? Where do you go? Where? Oh, really? Well, that sounds like fun. Really? Your sister? Cool, cool. Where do you go, Jay? Where do you go on vacation? To the mountains. You know, that is my favorite place, second favorite place in the whole world to go on vacation, to the mountains. I'm not going to tell you what the first place is because then you're going to go and I'm going to have to share it with you. Okay? But, you know, going on vacation is fun, but it's always good to get back. And one of the things when you get back is you can continue the celebration that we started a couple weeks ago. You know, we're celebrating something today. What are we celebrating today? Do you know? What? What are you celebrating today? What are we celebrating? Do you know? We're celebrating a very special time. What season is it? Do you know? It's not, huh? Not springtime. What season of the church year is it? Easter. Yeah, it's still Easter. Last time I saw most of you was on Easter Sunday. And, you know, here we are 2 weeks later, and it's still Easter. You know, Easter is not just a holiday. It is 7 weeks of celebration. You know, when Jesus died on the cross and was raised on the third day, and we found out about that, that news is too good just to celebrate in one day. And so we celebrate it for 50 days. Isn't that great? 50 whole days of Easter? That's a long time to be celebrating. But you know, in that celebrating of Easter, we have a job to do. We have to tell other people about Jesus, about how he died and how he was raised. And that's the thing we do during the 50 days of Easter. In fact, we do it more than 50 days of Easter. We're supposed to do it every day of our life. But for the next, I guess we still got about 35 days to go of Easter. Got a long time to go yet. And so we're looking forward to keep celebrating Easter and keep sharing the good news and just being filled with joy that Jesus is raised from the dead. And because he's been raised, we can be raised with him. You know, last time we were together, I had a big old Easter egg, and there was something in it. You all remember what was in it? Huh? A picture of an empty tomb. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, y'all had an Easter egg hunt too, and you missed one. You missed one. Any idea what's in that one? Figure it out? What's in there? Oh, it's empty. Just like the tomb was empty. Okay. You know, the Easter eggs you guys found had candy in them. This one got left behind, but it didn't have anything in it. We expect to find something in it, but it was empty. They expected to find Jesus in his tomb when they went there, but he wasn't there. He was raised. It was empty, just like that. Okay, I got some treats for you, again, that we're celebrating. And so, you know, we don't always hand out treats, but this is a special occasion. This is Easter. And so what we can do is we can put these back in the back again like we did on Easter Sunday. And y'all just grab a couple on the way out, okay? And you take these and share them with your friends and all that good stuff. And we'll just keep celebrating the good news of Easter for the next several weeks and beyond. Okay, let's pray and let's give thanks to God for raising Jesus and for bringing us into his kingdom along with him. Okay, let's pray. Holy and gracious God, we do give you thanks that you have saved us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us the voice to tell others so that they may hear and understand this good news and they can join in the celebration of your church each and every day. And we pray this in Jesus' wonderful and holy and precious name. Amen. All right, we'll see you all next week, okay?